coming to the house of God. And if we would do what we're supposed to do, Brother Nelmer, and during this period of time, that service is going to have its place, and it's going to have its proper place, and it's going to do exactly what it's supposed to do. Now we can play around a little bit, and we can play in left field a little bit, and we can be a little bit slack when we go to the house of God, take it for granted, it's another meeting, and it doesn't matter whether we really get in or whether we don't get in it, but friends, it does matter. It's a trick of the enemy to keep us from getting in God's house. Oh, in the upper room, they were all in one accord, one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind. Now, they didn't all go back to the upper room. I don't even preach on this. And I want you to know, sometimes when we're going to church, we don't all worship either. They didn't all go back to that upper room that followed the Lord out there. They didn't all go back. If they did, something happened about the time they got back, or they either got in and got out, and I don't know what happened to them, but they saw above 500. And when they come out of the upper room, there's only 120 that came out of the upper room. And I tell you, friends, it's going to mean something for folks to hold on. Yeah. Did you know? We're in a rebellious world, and we're going to preach tonight on rebellion a little bit. I felt led, I was praying and seeking God for a message, and this is what I got. So we're going to preach a little bit on rebellion tonight, the Lord to help us. And I hope tonight that we'll find our place in this service and keep our hearts open for what God, amen, would have for us in this service. I want to tell you, Brother Kine, I thank you for this privilege to come back to Pierstown and preach. Amen, or to be here with you now, whether I preach or whether I didn't. I hope that you didn't quit spit a while ago and enter this service. I ain't going to tell you for sure you didn't, but I won't tell you for sure you did. But further along, we may understand more about it. I hope you'll just open your heart up tonight and get in this thing with us. And if you will, God will help us to get this out like we feel like we need to get it out. Well, I'd like you to turn with us to the book of Ezekiel 2 and 3. Just at the beginning, the first verse. Everybody ready? Ezekiel 2, chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, this is the prophet Ezekiel. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet. And I will speak unto thee, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I sent thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have trespassed against thee even unto this very day. For they are infant children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thou saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, Son of Man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their word. Their briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their word, nor be dismayed at their looks. Though they be a rebellious house. You know, sometimes we go a lot on looks and actions. Amen. Come on now, stay with me.
Wow.
But you see, he was sending Ezekiel to this rebellious people. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious. I want you to get this with me. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Amen. You hear me? You hear what the Word of God says? Says, be not rebellious as the house of Israel was rebellious, but open thy mouth and eat what I give thee. That did I give thee. And when I looked, and behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me that it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe. Now, I'd like to talk to you a while about rebellion. Now, God was speaking to Ezekiel to go to the house of Israel, to a rebellious people. Truly, the people in the Old Testament was rebellious. They were rebellious people in those days. And they rebelled against God. And when we think of rebellion, we need to get the real meaning of rebellion. Rebellion is to refuse to do what God's Word commands us to do. Or what God has said to do. Now you can rebel against me, you can rebel against Brother Khan, you can rebel against anyone probably in this field. And do your own thing, get along with, we might get along with that. I may rebel against Brother Khan or Brother Bowman, and I might go off in the other corner of the country and kind of live there and kind of make out. But friends, when we rebel against God, amen, it's a different story. It's hard. You know the way that most time we look at God, we look at Him as some man that told us to do something, and by and by, when we're around Him, we might fear a little, and we might try to keep a few things hid, and we might try to do what He said when He was there, and we might be very careful if He didn't find out that we didn't do what He said when He was gone. And we might work through a lifetime with this sort of a thing, and we might kind of whip it around and get by with man. We might make him think we were a pretty good neighbor, or we were a pretty good director in the community, but we will not get by with the Lord. Right. We're not, you know, God foreknew everything. He knows everything. He knows where we're at. Praise God. But what we're going to talk about is rebellious people. I got one more scripture I'd like to go to here before we get into it here any further. I'd like to go to 1 Samuel 15. We'll be reading from verse 23. You'll come back and kind of make this a little bit more swift, I guess, to get into what we'd like to. Here's what Samuel said to Saul about rebellion. I'd like to went back further. Yes, go to the 22nd verse. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings as in sacrifice? Now, most of us know the story here. You see, Saul, when he supposed to capture the king and all that went with him, all women, children, and he's supposed to utterly destroy the city of Ai. And he failed to do it. He failed to destroy it. And then he comes, and Samuel hears the bleating of the sheep, the lowing of the cattle. And he said, what's all this about? Well, he said, I brought the best of the flock up here to sacrifice to the Lord. Then Samuel says in verse 22, and Samuel said, hath not the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices in obeying? going to listen to it, that we're going to obey. It's not so much that one time when I was a small boy that I heard that voice, amen, heard what the Word of God had to say, got on my knees and got saved. Thank God, I still got to be as intently, amen, and my ear tuned in as much, amen, to what He said in His Word. Glory to God, amen, or more so than that day, because there's been more knowledge, there's been a more experience, amen. There's been a lot of things that I know now that I didn't know when I first got saved. A lot of things you know now you didn't know when you first got saved. And God's expecting us, my friend, to not rebel. Amen. He said rebellion here is as witchcraft. I tell you, rebellion is bad. Rebellion is bad. If we can even to rebel against the law enforcement in a country's bad. That's bad. Come on. I'm not telling you that the law is correctly, by no means. I'm not telling you it's all set up like it ought to be. Our law. But any time we go to break Him, amen, and get caught at it, we get in trouble, don't we?
Amen.
We get in trouble. That's bad. That's bad. And we look at it as maybe being the worst thing. But that's no comparing to what rebellion against God is. Amen. Rebellion against parents is a bad thing. Children, it's a bad thing. Families rebelling against one another is a bad thing. Oh, but it's going to be really bad if we rebel against God. You see what it's saying in verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as the iniquity of idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. Not just that simple tonight, friends, because we reject the word of God in any sense. Just be very careful that we do not expel any of the word of God from being our guide. Amen. Be very cautious. Oh, yes. I can see the devil's walking to and fro. We're in one of the most rebellious times we've ever been in.
Yes,
sir. You talk about rebellion. Folks, we have got rebellion in every official in our county. We have got rebellion. I'm talking about in our officials, in our law enforcement. We've got rebellion concerning the Word of God and concerning the truth and the real truth and nothing but the truth. We've got rebellion in our community. We've got rebellion in our courthouses. We've got rebellion all up in our state capitals and all up to Washington, D.C. We've got rebellion. It ain't only overseas. It's in America.
Amen.
Rebellion, the spirit of rebellion. You think it's getting better? I don't.
No.
Amen? No, sir. And what's so bad about it, friends? I want you to know that God sent His Son into this world to bleed and die between the earth and the heaven, that we could have a sense and have the best thing that ever happened. Now, we could go back here to the children of Israel. Friends, they had nothing but the law to hold on to. They had nothing but the law. They did not know anything about the coming Christ. They did not know anything about the covenant. Amen. That old Jeremiah talks about. Amen. I believe it's in Jeremiah 31 that he talks about the restoration to Israel. No, they didn't. They probably read it and they had it in the scroll and they read it a little or heard it read once in a while. Folks, those folks didn't have Bibles like you and I do. No, sir. They didn't know what we know.
Yeah.
They wasn't in the time we're in. God moved on East Eagle. He said, you go there, very rebellious. I want you to go, and I want you to tell them what I tell you to tell them. They got no matter how they look,
right.
It don't matter how vicious they are,
right.
It don't matter how they turn against it, it don't matter how they rebel. But you see, in that time, they was a sense of rebellion and rebelled against God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God saw that the law wasn't working. Amen. And He made a perfect plan. And He sent Jesus, His own Son, into this world. Thank God that we could have a better way, a better covenant. Come on. But they, even though they had heard about it, even though they had read it in the law, they rebelled. Now, folks, even though people know the Scripture today, word for word, line upon line, heard it time after time, they've heard it preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and still they'll resent it and turn their back on it and walk the other direction.
Amen.
Stay with me. We got a lot of people in this world today that's looking at circumstances so bad. Now I'm talking about Christian people. Come on, don't quit me. That's looking at circumstances so bad until it's getting them down, sapping victory.
Come on.
Come on, he said it don't matter what they look like.
Yeah.
Amen. No fear of their looks, no fear of them.
Yeah.
What they do. Amen. But tell them the strength. Tell them the strength. But you see, this thing began to happen. It began to happen back there when in Ezekiel's time. And on down till Christ came to this world. And when He came into this world, that old rebellious spirit was still yet there. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all of the seed, amen, that failed to recognize Him was rebellious. They revolted. They'd done everything they could do. Amen. And they could, that old spirit is in the world today. That old spirit is still in our world today. It's still here. Thank God. Them demons, amen, are going to and fro in this world. Saying you may have to do this, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Amen. You may have to go down to the river and be baptized, but you don't have to do the rest of it. You may have to shake hands with a preacher, amen, and let him go take it to the river, amen, but you don't have to do the other. You don't have to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to live a clean life. You can just, it's all by grace, and you can do as you please and get by. Well, friend, I want you to know these kind of spirit is rebellion spirit. That's the today. Even in the children at home saying, I don't have to obey mom and dad. These rebellion spirits, it's in our court, it's in our government, amen, saying we don't have to take the word of God. We don't what the Bible teaches, and that old spirit is still around.
Bless you, Lord. Yes.
And it's going to be here. And Jesus lifts the clouds of glory, and it's all wrapped up. It's going to be here. Praise God. Stay with me here for a little while. Amen. And I can see as the children, amen, as Christ began to grow up, and as He began to go about, I can see them. They was looking for a Messiah. Amen. But they wasn't looking for a man like Him. Oh, that's the way of our people today. They think something's going to happen, but they think it's going to come through the big boss.
Right.
Come on, hear what I'm saying tonight.
Amen.
Folks are depending on man more than they are God. And they're not afraid. They're not afraid to rebel. They're not afraid to read that book and say, oh, it meant this, and it meant that, and it meant the other, and not take it as the truth. They're not afraid to do it. Not afraid to wrap the Scripture to their own destruction. Not afraid to. Amen. Why? Because we're in a time of rebellion. In a time of rebellion. We're in a time. Now, over a period of years, you know, this just does something to me. Now, there's nations around that never has talked about peace. It never has talked about being like the United States of America. And now they're talking. All of them begin to talk. Man, every day you keep up with the news, and they're all begin to talk. Amen. Their government is just absolutely, as the old saying is, torn down, and they're ready to accept some. And if you'll pay attention, I was listening yesterday to the news, I believe yesterday, and I heard there's some more that's ready to, they're ready to accept a different form of government. Yes, sir, they're ready to try it. Do you think that I'm crazy enough to not know what's about to happen?
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe there's a one in this building. Amen. But what knows what's just about to happen?
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, it's boiling right down to it.
Yes,
we're in a rebellious nation. Even though they talk about peace, in their heart they still rebel again, God.
Right. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's right.
He said, when they cry, peace and safety.
Yeah.
Then sudden destruction.
Yeah.
Just because we hear people talking about peace in this world don't mean that they're not still rebelling against God.
Yeah.
It don't matter what kind of unity they say they're coming to, they ain't making this old boy believe. No, sir, not a bit of it. Thank God it's all in the book, folks.
Right.
Amen. And we need to know that this is the truth and nothing but the truth. And Brother Delmer, he'll be there when everything else goes under. We ought to be very cautious and examine ourselves every day that we don't fail, amen, to believe everything that's written in that book.
That's right.
Because we're in an eating time. Oh, friends, wouldn't it be bad just to almost make it, but have a rebellious spirit? Oh, we've got rebellion in the churches today. You ain't never saw the lack of rebellion they are in the church world. I know of good churches that's been strong for years that's absolutely tore flat to the ground because that spirit of rebellion got in that. Amen. That spirit of rebellion got in it. It split it right down the center. Yes, sir. Amen. It divided it, ruined it, break it. Thank God. I want you to know that spirit of rebellion is in this world. But the Lord's going to have a church.
Yes,
I say he's going to have a church. Thank God. And he's coming back after a church. Coming back after those that have made themselves ready.
Hallelujah.
I want to be in that church.
Oh,
Jesus began to walk upon this earth. And they begin to look at him and say, that's a carpenter's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old rebellious spirit is still right in there. Amen. Everything that's taken place, brother, they had something to say against him. Come on, help me a little bit. Amen. What the church needs to know, that there is rebellion spirit, that there is devils to fight, and we need the power of God in our life to fight. Amen. The battle. Come on, thank God. Amen. And what we've got to know is to know that the Lord said, thank God, if he was hard, who could be against us?
Amen.
Folks.
Come on, that's not impossible.
They said that's the carpenter's son. One day, he was the marriage feast in Canaan. Amen. And they came to him, his mother came to him and said, they don't have any wine here today. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour has not come yet.
No.
Thank God, but he told him to go fill some water pots. Fill them full to the brim, and they brought them, and Jesus made that water wine. But in spite of all this, there was somebody left that feast that day saying, it's not so. Come on. Amen. One miracle out of one, I want to get along as fast as can. One miracle out of one into another. Or you think about the Bible that America's had a chance to read and to hear read and to hear preached from, and the preachers of America that over the years that have preached the gospel, but there's always somebody that are ready to walk out the door and shake your head and say, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on, friends. We're in a world.
Amen.
Hear me? We're in a world. But we better not reject one word that's written in that book. And we better not fall short of any gift that was promised us. Thank God. Amen. Because he's coming one day. My friend, amen. And I want you to know that he's coming after a people that humble themselves and willing, thank God, to serve him regardless of the consequence. He's coming back after a people, amen, that has chosen him, thank God, and taken him, hallelujah, as their Lord and as their master.
Glory.
Out of one miracle into another, healed a blind man's eyes. Amen. That said, watch him. He's made up spittle in the clay. Now he's anointing that blind man's eyes. He's putting that clay in his eyes. He's putting that mud in his eyes. And he walks away a scorn and cry. I can see him. Amen. As that old leecher that came out of the tomb, thank God. Amen. It was healed. And, amen. And made whole. I can hear the men that own the hogs. I tell you, we got a lot of hog owners today, folks. Come on. I can hear them as they begin to complain. That old swine's run down, got drowned in the sea. And I can hear them all get together and said, yes, get this man out of our coasters. We don't need him. Oh, brother, that rebellion spirit is still in this world. Come on. Thank God. I want you to know that on every side, we've got that rebellion spirit. By the faith, somebody said, what are we going to do? The Bible said, we're sin doth abound. By the grace of God, doth not more abound than the soul. Thank God, there's nothing to keep us, amen, from being told with us, regardless of what the devil says about us.
That's right, amen.
Come on. Oh, but Jesus went about, amen, doing good, didn't he? Thank God. Amen. But they were always there to find fault and rebel against.
Right.
They said, this man's got a devil.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on. That old gouging spirit was always there.
Yeah.
Oh, they got up. They just rebelled until they got up a bunch of false witnesses. They said, we're going to do away with this fella.
Yeah.
Amen. And I can hear thousands of people in those times say, away with him.
Yeah.
Let his blood be on us. Why, it is a terrible thing. Folks, these folks saw the miracles that he did. They saw the things that he done. They saw the healing that he done. They saw the water turned to wine. They saw the things that he did. But that old spirit of rebellion is stout, friends. It's powerful. Come on, help me a little.
Come on now. Dear preacher.
Somebody said, would it ever happen to me? It's standing in every person's door.
Come on.
Snore, just Evelina, it's up to us. Thank God to believe the truth and the whole truth. Thank God to line up with it. Give you the spirit like God's going to do. Amen. Come for Jesus, just like he said. It's up to us.
Hallelujah.
They crucified him, put him in the tomb.
Amen.
And they set up watches. They said, this is called forsaken. Amen. He'd rise again the third day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
They put a inscription over his head. Inscription. Saying, this is the king of the Jews. And that rebellious spirit said, take that man. You just change that. Oh, help me. All these spirits in the world are trying to get folks to change a lot of things. Come on, I said these spirits in the world are trying to get people to change a lot of things.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God, but it's just like it is. Thank God it's there to stay, folks. And we're not to turn to the right or the left, but we're to keep on keeping on. Brother Billy is reaching out, glory to God, for what he said was ours, and standing our ground against the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
They come.
They come to talk and say, hey,
don't put that there.
Yeah.
Say, right up there, that he said he's the king of the Jews.
Yeah.
Oh, God didn't intend for that to happen. I'll tell you, the devil may wrestle with you for a long ways, but God's going to put a stop to it when you come to the right place. Don't get scared! Just in time! He's going to do it.
Yes, he will.
Praise God. Something got a hold of old Polly. Something written. He said that today. I've written. It's written. That today it's written. It's written. Thank God it's there. And truly, he is the king of the Jews. Truly is the king of kings and the Lord of lords. God, it don't matter how many rebellious spirits are in the world today. Friends, he is still Lord of lords. Hallelujah. God, king of kings.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. In the book of Revelation, he said he'd keep us if we are word keeper. If we are word keeper, he's going to keep us in the hour of temptation. You show me somebody gets their head in the book and decides it's all truth. Thank God, nothing but the truth, and begins to abide by it. I'll show you somebody who'll fight the devil like a bulldog every day of the week. Thank God, and come back here because the weak man. Amen. With victory and with power with God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, get all this word in us we can. Oh, yes, get it all in us we can. They put him in the tomb. Thank God, and they set up watches to be sure that they didn't come and steal him. Oh, they said, go and make it as sure as you can. Every one of these saw the earthquake. They saw the darkness that come upon the world.
Amen.
They saw that veil of the temple rent. Thank God, from top to bottom. To Jerusalem, they saw it all. Come on. Thank God they were there when they crucified my Lord. Come on, thank God. Amen, they were there. But they said this copper said he'd rise again. Amen, the third day. Amen, but here's what they said. They said, take your watch and make it as sure as you can.
Yeah.
Oh, even though they had doubt they could do it, that old spirit of rebellion. Come on, help me, little friend. That old spirit, even though they doubted, they could keep it in that room. Though they were still willing to cry.
Yeah.
Think about this, thank God. Christian, there's spirits in this world that's walking up and down in this room. Thank God, seeking who they may. Son of God. I can hear the centurion as he cried out as that earth began to shake and the darkness was upon the earth for a space. And as he said it, I can hear him as he cried out, truly, this was the Son of God.
Yeah.
Truly. Oh, but friends, you think about the rebellious spirits, amen, that were jabbing like arrows, glory to God, from every direction in those times, amen, and they put him in that tomb.
And the third day, amen, the women came to that sepulchre and they found, amen, they found the linen. Amen.
Well, glory. Oh, folks, I can't keep believing it. Come on, I've got to believe it. I said, I've got to believe it. Amen. I've got to believe it.
Thank
God. They saw the linen.
Amen.
And they supposed an angel was a keeper. Praise God. He said, well, I seek ye the living. Come on, the dead. He ain't here. But just see where the Lord
laid. Yeah.
Thank you.
Come and see.
Oh, but friends, they still have doubt. Come on. Thousands of the Jews today have still got that rebellion spirit. The city had never come here. Oh, we got a lot of them.
they begin to preach it. They started off preaching just recently, amen, after Jesus had rose, amen, from the dead. They had in Matthew 24, they asked him the private question, thank God, and he told them before he left, he said, ye there not be one stone left upon another. Praise God. And he began to tell them about the things that happened in the end. Thank God. Amen. It's his return. You know, they believed it strong enough, they started preaching it right there and right then. Oh, brothers, they just preached it all of their lifetime and died as martyrs. We ought to be getting busy.
Oh, hallelujah.
I spit every bit out of our hearts. Thank God. Brother Kyle don't want me to do it. Brother Kyle not in for me to do it. Brother Kyle don't preach right. He don't look right. And I just don't like him. No! Or anybody else. But we need to say, thank God. Amen. We're going to do what the Word of God said do. We're going to stand in the gap to make up the head regardless to what comes or goes.
Yeah.
And then Jesus appeared to the disciples, walked with them 40 days. I'm going to have to move up. I'm not getting along too fast. Walked with them 40 days. He just said to Mary, he taught them and communed with them and was with them 40 days. Thank God in 40 nights. Amen. Thank God. And then they followed him out as far as Bethany. Oh, but I like what he said in the book of St. John. He says, expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Oh, but he said, I'm a fixing everything better. Fixing everything better for you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Fixing everything better. Expedient for you that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I'm going to send you another, give you another comfort. I'm praying the Father, he'll give you another comfort. Lifted up his hands and he blessed them. I wish I had more time, but I've got to get along. And he said, return back to Jerusalem. Go back. And there, tarry. Wait. Wait. Oh, wait for that promise. But you see, I made mention a while ago. They was a 500, I believe, above 500 men. Amen. Witnesses that saw him. Amen. Before he descended. Thank God. Amen. And followed him. And in the upper room, there's only 125, amen, that we get record of, that came out of that upper room with the promise. All friends. Think about it tonight. Did you know that rebellion spirit was there? And even though some of these people followed him and followed him and followed him, and still, amen, that spirit of rebellion overtook them, and they rebelled again what they started and what they said they believed and went back.
Yeah.
You know, he just put a little saying out, and the Bible said many of them turned back and followed him no more. Amen. A little saying, saying the birds have nests. The foxes have holes, and the fowls the air. The birds have their nests, but the Son of Man hath not work to lay his head. And many of them turned back at that saying, the Bible said, and followed him no more. Oh, I want you to know that this world we live in, children, listen to me. I know we got some young people here tonight, too. I want you to listen very carefully. Amen. We're going to have to believe what he said, and we're going to have to simply be a keeper of the Word of God to make heaven. Amen. That's right. We're just going to have to believe the story. It's that simple, that we're going to have to believe the story of this book. And we're going to have to get some insight on this. We can't pick out a little verse here and a little verse there. We're going to have to take the basics of the Word of God. We're going to have to take the basics of the Word of God, and we're going to have to follow. But this rebellion spirit was there. Now, friends, come on, help me just around. I never preached on this before in my life. And I don't know why God wanted me to preach on it here. But he gave me this message. And I believe it as much as I believe anything. Let me tell you, the time's coming. It's not going to get any easier. Folks that serve God is going to get in, press the call, and serve it. That's the only way you're going to serve it. You're going to have to pray when you don't feel like it. You're going to have to go to church when you don't feel like it. You're going to have to stand for God when you don't feel like it. Come on, hear what I'm telling you.
Amen.
We can't do these things when we just feel that.
Amen.
No, sir, we can't do it.
Right.
If we do, we're going to lose out. We'll never be able to do it. We won't be able to accomplish anything that way. We're going to have to be instant in season out of season. And the disciples came out of the upper room. I'd like to recall a couple of old boys anyway that you know. That you've read about. I'd like to, in the third chapter of the book of Acts, I'd like to, as they come out of that upper room, everybody knows they were there in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven's rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them clothed tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them. They left that upper room. They left that upper room and they went out. As they left there, Peter and John made a run back for the temple to pray. Amen. They started to pray. I guess this is one of the most valuable things for the church today. Amen. Is to pray. They was making runs for the temple to pray. And many times as they passed this old cripple boy that was living that gate called Buford. And as many times as they passed it, they were making their run. They was going there to pray. And many times as they went in, oh, Peter with John, listen. He said, gold and silver have I none. Oh, he first said, look on us. Oh, glory to God. Don't you think we're living in a time where we need something to offer?
Yeah.
Come on. We need something to offer. Said, look on me. Gold and silver have I none. But such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up. And the Bible said he took him by the hand. Oh, wouldn't you like to be able to steal somebody a little food? Oh, I would like to sell somebody tonight. Get turned loose when the Spirit of God is moving like it's moving. I would like to give everybody just a little pool and a song. God just anointed them. Amen. With the blessing they need. He said, gold and silver have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And the Bible said, he gave him a little pool. He stood up, leaping up, stood, and entered into the temple with them, leaping and praising God. Amen. In the temple. Oh, wasn't this a wonderful thing to call such tragedy? Come on, don't leave me now. Glory to God. I can see as things begin to happen, showing up then, and people went and got their sick folks. They said, hey, there's some boys up there that took a man by the hand. Amen. And said, rise up and walk. And he got up and he split in that temple, leaping and praising God. See, as they begin to bring a bunch of sick folks and they begin to lay them, that just the Peter shadow might just pass over them a little further down in the third chapter. Oh, but just a little there, and I see another thing. I see that old spirit in him that come back on the scene again. Now, there is big folks. Some folks think there's a blind enemy. If you ever get in, you can't get out of it. If you ever get saved, you ain't got no trouble. That's a lie. That's a pit of hell. Amen. Jesus said, amen. He'd go with us all the way, though.
Yes, he did. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord.
They carried sick folks. There's a brain of them out of the city and all around in the country. And they're laying them, and Peter's walking by them. His shadow was overshadowing them. They were being healed and delivered. I want you to know that there's some devils that didn't like that. Amen. They called the council together right quick, and they called these boys on the carpet. They said, now this has got to be stopped. And they give them a good, swift threatening the first time. Amen. They threatened them real good. They said, don't you teach no more in this thing. And before they left them, Peter said, well, with the other disciples, said, which is the best? To obey God or obey man? Then you judge. And they left them. Thank God it went over and went to teaching again. Our friend, but it wasn't but a little while to here they come.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. I said, here they come. They was out of one valley on a mountaintop and down in another valley, back on another mountaintop, all the way through this thing. And you get on the mountaintop all the time. We ain't satisfied. I'll tell you what. You show me a good valley worker, and I'll show you a mountaintop person. You hear what I'm saying? Yes, sir. A good valley worker will stay longer on the mountain.
Yes.
When he gets up there. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Out of one test. Every time they do something real good, that old
old spirit of rebellion come here.
Yeah. Thank you,
man, they didn't go. They just kept doing good and doing good and directly there. I believe about the ninth chapter. He killed James with a sword. Took Peter and put him in prison. But you know, they put them in prison just forthwith right there.
Yeah, thank you.
In that same chapter where it was. And the angel come by night. Yeah, turned them out. Man, they and they owe it.